Yes, that would be me. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So Agenda Paper 12 summarizes the committee's December meeting. At the meeting, the committee published 4 tentative agenda decisions and finalized 1 agenda decision. You discussed the final agenda decision at your December meeting, so I will focus on the tentative agenda decision. The first tentative agenda decision, which starts on page 2, relates to the board's recently published amendments to IS-1 regarding the classification of liabilities as current or non-current. In response to feedback and inquiries from some stakeholders, the committee discussed how an entity applies the IS-1 amendments to particular fact patterns. Specifically, the committee discussed how an entity determines whether it has the right to defer settlement of a loan for at least 12 months after the reporting period, when that right to defer settlement is subject to the entity complying with specified covenants, and compliance with the covenants is tested at a date after the end of that reporting period. Now, the second tentative agenda decision, which starts on page 5, asked about the periods of service to which an entity attributes benefit for a particular defined benefit plan. The third tentative agenda decision asked about the customer's accounting for cost of configuring or customizing the supplier's application software in a software as a service arrangement. Now, that software arrangement conveys to the customer the right to receive access to the supplier's application software over the contract term. It does not provide the customer with a software asset at the contract commencement date. And the question asked whether an entity would recognize any of those upfront costs of configuring or customizing the software as either an intangible asset, a prepayment asset, or an expense when incurred. Now, while the answer to this question would necessarily differ based on the relevant facts and circumstances, the tentative agenda decision sets out a helpful framework for entities to consider when assessing the appropriate accounting for such costs. And the final tentative agenda decision, which starts on page 8, asks about applying the hedge accounting requirements in IFRS 9 when the risk management objective was to fix the cash flows in real terms. So with that, I will stop here and ask if you have any question on any of these tentative agenda decisions.
Are there any questions? No, that is not the case. So we started a new year with lightning speed, and we can continue with the disclosure initiative with subsidiaries that are SMEs.